You mentioned the issue of patients with node negative smaller tumors. How do you approach those people in a non-protocol setting, the patients with tumors, particularly that are less than a centimeter node negative?
I think it's a nightmare. It's a big dilemma. I don't think that we have a clear answer, and we have really to struggle with the decision to give or not trastuzumab. So in my hospital, I think that we have finally decided to put a cutoff at 6 millimeters, so to ignore the possibility to give trastuzumab if the tumor is less than 6 millimeters, essentially. But when it is 6 millimeters or greater, and particularly if it's a negative tumor and a young woman, we offer trastuzumab.
What about the issue of trastuzumab without chemotherapy in the adjuvant setting? This has been brought up particularly in the older patient where maybe you don't want to use chemotherapy. Do you think that's a reasonable non-protocol strategy?
I think it needs to be investigated. You know, what would be really fascinating is to see if when you have co-amplification of c-MYC, you need chemotherapy. It could well be that in that situation, trastuzumab is all that you need. But we will need to test that in a clinical trial, I am afraid.